Om Shanti and good morning. Let me begin with a small parable often cited on the path of devotion. Once a man entered the woods and saw a small animal on a tree. He came back and told another man that he had seen a creature of a beautiful red color on a certain tree. The second man replied, "When I went into the woods, I also saw that animal,
but it was green in color." After some time, few other friends came, and they said, "Yes, we all had gone to the same forest, and we also saw a bird on the same tree, but some said it was violet, some said white, some said black." So they disputed, and to arrive at a proper conclusion, they decided, "Let's go to the same tree and find out the truth." And they go to the same tree, and they find a man is sitting beneath that tree, and they ask that man, "What was the color of that bird? Since you are sitting here, we want to know from you, what is the exact color of the bird?" The man says, "All of you are right. The bird has all these colors. And it is not a bird. That animal is, which is the animal which keeps on changing the color? Chameleon." And the man says, "It is chameleon. And I know all the colors, because I have seen the same animal with different colors at different times, and at times that animal is without color." Why this story is told on the path of devotion? They say only the man who stays beneath that tree knows all the colors of that animal. In the similar manner, a man who stays close to God, he alone knows all the different colors of God. God is something like that chameleon. He has so many colors, so many different aspects, attributes. His nature is so vast that no single person on this planet Earth can say that I have understood God. Even let's go to the Brahmins. Each one of us has understood Baba in different manner. And who can understand him? Only the person who stays beneath that tree and who has seen all the aspects of that animal. That person alone can know him. A person who is very close, when I say close, it means not just staying close, but who has drowned himself in those words, in those versions, in those speeches of the Supreme. He alone can know what is his real nature. So if you want to really know who God is, what is his nature, what are his attributes, how does he think, what does he think, what does he do, where does he do, where does he live, and so on, and so many questions. God is one such term which remains a mystery throughout the 5,000 years. Even when he comes and when he tells that I am this and I am that, but I don't think any one of us can say I have understood him fully. In one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba had said, "Whatever I have told you about myself is just a drop. Is just a drop. There are so many things which we really do not know yet." And the person who stays near and the person who stays beneath that tree gradually comes to know all the different colors. So the goal of this Brahmin life is to be with him, is to stay connected, is to know him fully as he is, not what is my perspective and where I am sitting and trying to understand him. Not like that. As he is. And the moment we try to know him, and in that process we become like him. It's just like a doll of salt wants to know the depth of ocean, and that doll takes a jump into the ocean because it wants to understand the depth of the ocean. But what happens? Lo and behold, the moment it is going down, or in that process, it is getting melted and becoming one with that ocean, and it is lost. So it's something like that here also. The moment we try to know Baba, or we try to go near him, we marvel, we wonder what he is, how he is, how he created this entire sacrificial fire. We try to know him more and more, and in that process we become like him. So today we are going to discuss about that celestial song of bliss, of happiness, of purity, and we call it Man Mana Bhav. It's a very beautiful word which has come twice in Bhagavad Gita, first in chapter 9 and then chapter 18, and the connotation is different, and they say that you attach your mind to me and I'll take you back. It is my pledge. It is an assertion on part of God when he says that. So what is this Man Mana Bhav? First of all, we'll try to understand this, and then we'll see this beautiful song. So how do you define Man Mana Bhav? Any definition we have? Man Mana Bhav means your mind and my mind. Man Mana Bhav Madhyaji Madbhakto Mam Namaskaru. Attach your mind to me. Surrender unto me. Sacrifice unto me. That's what it means. But in fact, this remembrance of God, this yad, this yoga, this meditation, this Man Mana Bhav, if you want to define it, the definition could be diverse. Man Mana Bhav is an armor, it's a shield that protects you. Baba has said in many of the Murlis, when you are in my remembrance, you will remain protected. Man Mana Bhav in fact is a battle with Maya. Man Mana Bhav is a catchphrase for everything which is there in this knowledge, in this Gyan. It's the essence of all the knowledge. It's our decoration. Man Mana Bhav is a sort of entertainment. Man Mana Bhav is a sort of fort, a fortress where we remain protected. It's an umbrella. You go on trying to understand this, and the more definitions would arise. You know, I was listening to one of the classes of Jagdish Bhaiji, and he had said a very beautiful thing there. He said, whenever we listen to any Baba's song, every time new meaning emerges. Whenever we listen to any Murli and we try to listen it again, a new meaning comes. Just as we remember in our medical field, in the first MBBS, in the first year, we read a medical book, medicine book for example, and we read the same book at the end of final year. The meaning is entirely different. Till now, but we have not seen patients. Then we start seeing patient in internship, and at the end of internship we read the same book. Now the meanings have changed. Now one enters into post-graduation. So in the post-graduation again he reads that book and further references and so many studies and so on and so forth. And then again he reads the same book, but the entire meanings, all the meanings have changed. Now he enters into practice. He does practice for 10 years and sees hundreds and thousands of patients in those 10 years. And then again tries to read that book in between. The meaning changes. So first time and now here, and then again he again reads at the end of his life, and now new diseases and so many additions have been done, and the earlier concepts which were the drug of choice, now they are outdated, and the earlier drugs they used to say this you should never give in heart failure, now they are the first drug of choice. So many changes have happened. So in a similar manner, in this knowledge also, we read something, we understand it in a different way. Then we come to Madhuban and then we meet Baba for the first time, and we have some, you know, aha moments here in Madhuban, and we cherish those moments and we go back And then we start again reading the Murli. And then we come for bhattis, and then we attend many retreats in between. Every time new meanings, every time new understanding, new connotations, new everything comes to us. And this newness keeps us fresh. In today's blessing, Baba said about enthusiasm, about zeal and zest, even whilst you are doing the most ordinary work like cleaning dishes or anything, your enthusiasm level should be up. You should be full of zeal and zest and energy and verve and animation. Recently in Pandabhavan, one brother was sharing his experience. That time there was a small group of Baba's children. They used to come and meet Baba. It was in Om Shanti Bhavan when they were meeting Baba. And Baba was distributing apple. People, the Brahmins were coming and Baba was giving apple. So the sister who was looking after those apples, she went somewhere. Okay, so this brother came, who is right now in Pandabhavan. So Baba gave him one apple. Okay, there was nobody. Then Baba gave him second apple. So he took second. Then Baba gave him third apple. So he took three. Then he made it like this. Then Baba gave four. Then he made his apron like this. And Baba kept on pouring one apple on after the another in his lap. And he was just looking at Baba. This was such an unexpected thing that happened, such a surprise, which never happened any time before. So Baba kept on giving and he kept on, it was full, about 10-15 apples. So you know what a moment this is, that will stay in the memory. And with that moment now, in your memory, you read some Murli on God's love. The dimensions are totally different. Now it is attached with some personal experience. So this is what is Manmanabhav. Manmanabhav is a rainbow. Ranmanabhav is a race. Manmanabhav is a life-giving herb. Manmanabhav is that music of the heart. It's a beauty of the soul. It's the natural, original nature of the soul to remember him. And without remembering him, soul remains vacant, empty, as if something is missing in the soul. Unless and until this God's love is filled in the soul, no matter what else one gets, it remains dull. No beauty, no liveliness ever comes to the soul. So this entire Brahmin life, the goal of this is to remember, is to stay in that constant remembrance of God. We see this. This is not a new thing which we have heard, but each and every Murli it has come. Get up early in the morning and remember Father. Get up early in the morning and consider yourself as soul and try to remember him. So when I was thinking this topic in the morning, I thought of a triangle. You know, this triangle, if we keep Manmanabhav in between, there are three things which are must for having this constant remembrance. And what are they? First is God's love. To what extent our heart is filled with that love? In one of the Sakar Murli, Baba had said, if there is no love in your heart, better you go and go to sleep nicely. Why you are wasting your time at Amrit Vela? Come to Amrit Vela only if there is a deep love for Father in your heart. Such a deep love. You have heard the story of Laila and Majnu? You know, they were like Romeo and Juliet, so they were Laila and Majnu. There is a beautiful story about Majnu. Once that Majnu decided that I will not open my eyes unless and until Laila comes in front of me. I will not open my eyes, no matter what happens. She has to come, then only I will open my eyes. So there were already people who were opposing and this and that. And the story goes that God comes in front of him. And God says, Majnu, I am here, God, Allah, please open the eyes. So he says, what? Allah, I will not open the eyes unless and until Laila comes. But God says, "Arey, but I am God." Whole world is trying to plead, prayer, and so many things they are trying to come to me. I have come to you on my own accord. At least open the eyes. Now, he says, no. If you want that I should open the eyes, you have to take the form of Laila. Then only I will open. So it's said that such a deep was his love. Baba even remembered them in many Murlis. So it's just an anecdote. So you know, such deeper love some human beings have for other human beings. In psychology, they are known as twin flames. Have you heard this? Twin flames? Twin flames. There are two words, soulmate and twin flames. There are soulmates like, who is my soulmate? They keep on searching. It's like, who is going to become their future partner. So that is known as soulmate. They are everything matched together. But there is a one more term which is known as twin flame. Twin flame means what I think, the same that person thinks. Whatever my emotions, the same that person's emotions. And they say that we have one twin flame across the world somewhere. So, you know, so these worldly souls, but they had such sort of love. When that, it is shown that when Layla is beaten up there, all the marks are there on Majnu's body. Even such things are shown. So, these are all showing, these are the examples of some of the selfless love in the world. So, Baba says, the first thing, you should have that deep love for God. And actually this is the, Manmanabhav is the thrust of the soul. Manmanabhav is the hunger of the soul. It's that remembrance that alone can quench that thrust which is within us. To love Him all the more, above everything in this world. In one Murli Baba said, love Him at Amrit Vela, get up and remember Baba so much that tears start coming in your eyes. That much deep love you should have for Him. So the first part of Manmanabhav is love of God. The second is soul conscious stage. Without soul consciousness, love of God is not possible. Recently in the Avyakta Murli, we had on 12th October, recorded Murli, Baba has said, give experience of five things to the world. We are asked the question, what newness you will bring? So newness was experience. Experience is the one thing that pulls, experience is the one that takes you further, experience is the one which people remember. So give them experience. Experience of what? Experience of each and every point of knowledge, experience of virtue, experience of power, and fourth was experience of soul conscious stage. And fifth, God's love. So Baba said, give them experience of these five things. That's it. You have told enough knowledge. Now give them experience. Experience is the real stuff. One philosopher has defined religion in just one word. Religion means realization. That's it. It doesn't mean how much you have, what you are doing, what you are wearing, what you are eating, how much you have read. These are all on one side. Religion means realization. So deep experience of God's love and deep experience of soul conscious stage. Soul conscious stage is such a stage, a light stage. Where you feel as if you are in the body but not in the body. Such a lighter stage of the mind. Where you see everybody as point of lights and you have no complaint about anything. Even can such a thing, stage come? Yes, it does come. The more we become soul conscious, the more it comes. You know, every day in our practice, medical practice, I decide that I have to see at least 20 patients as soul. There are about 50 to 70 every day. And first I try to see, but after 20 or 30 then I forget. Sometimes I feel this is the only chapter which is being taught in this university. Just imagine a student entering in some university for 3 years course. He takes that course and he comes out in flying colors just 3 years. This course, this university's course is going on for years together and we have not been able to do that till now. Why that restlessness is not there? Why I am not able to do? A student gets an MD degree or PhD degree and he comes out. And in this university we have taken admission from such a long time. And the same chapter is still going on. And new forms of Maya and new forms of body consciousness. In one of the lectures, Jagdish Bhaiji had compared body consciousness to that Kalpavriksha tree. It has got so many branches. And as you progress in the spiritual life, new branches, new forms of body consciousness you encounter, you understand. So, how much awareness is needed for this one single practice to forget the body? It's a great, great, we will say, effort as well as the goal to remain in the body and to remain away from the body. And I feel, as Baba said in today's Murli, Amrit Vela is the best time for that. But I always feel that we should extend the time of Amrit Vela. It's not that we are starting at 3:30 even or 4 o'clock even, that's not enough. We need to extend that time of Amrit Vela and try to make it as powerful as possible, at least till 7 o'clock, to remain totally as if away from body. And here in Pandavavan, we have lot of such experiences, and we have some Purusharthi groups, effort making group of brothers and sisters, and who keep on doing some newness every day. How to understand, how to become more and more soul conscious, and how to enter into the depth of this knowledge, how to increase the yoga chart. So second thing is soul consciousness, and the third thing is disinterest, vairag. The more the disinterest, then only the manmanabhav takes place. If one is embroiled, caught up, entangled, involved too much in this worldliness, it is not possible. Now there is one more maya, even in the Brahmin family, here there is a trap. Though we have given up all those other things, but sometimes this family itself becomes a trap. Sometimes that seva bhav, that seva thing itself becomes a trap. And we often forget that seva is the fourth subject, not the first. Seva is the fourth. But we see there is so much expansion of service everywhere that people forget the first three and they are doing only service, service and service. That's good thing. You get a lot of blessings from that service. Even Baba said in this recent Murli, serve with your mind, give powers, with your speech, give knowledge, with your actions, donate virtues, and with your connections and relationships, give happiness, and fifth, who will tell, that was an absolutely new thing, with your intellect, donate time. We had a lot of discussion there in our group on this, what is donation of time through intellect. So, these are the five things, donation and five experiences, that was the crux of that Murli, which Baba said recently. So, these are the three things very important. The first, love of God. Second, soul conscious stage. And third is vairag. You know, in Bible there is a very beautiful example. Jesus Christ enters a synagogue, that temple of Jewish temple, and he sees what people are doing there. Some are selling animals, birds, gambling, and so many other things are going on. And he gets up and he becomes violent and he starts throwing everything here and there. That is the only place probably where he got violent throughout his life. And he says very beautiful things. You have turned the house of my house of God into den of thieves. And then there is a very powerful statement there. He says, love for this house of God burns in me like a fire. Love for this house of God burns in me like a fire. Burn like love for this yagya, this house of God, this Madhuban burns in me like a fire. And it should burn like a fire. Our love for God, our love for His yagya, our love for this family, our love for everything which is there in the sacrificial fire should burn like a fire. Our vairag, our disinterest should be like that fire, that we don't want anything of this world. Then only that real love arises. Otherwise it's not possible. Listen whatever you want, do many things you want, unless and until we develop that subtle disinterest inside our hearts. Nothing of this world. You know, Saint Francis of Assisi, he had two vows. The first was celibacy and second was poverty. They were not allowed to touch anything because they thought at that moment this could be a Maya. But he left the mortal coil, and all others who came in that order, gradually there was a deterioration because they started accumulating things and there was a fall. And that initial, that satopradhan or whatever disinterest which was there, gradually got destroyed. So these three things are must for this manmanabhav. Now we will see some of the different factors on which manmanabhav is based. This remembrance of God, this yad ki yatra, this journey of remembrance is based, or you can say the foundation of this manmanabhav, or you can say the types of manmanabhav. In path of bhakti, they talk about 24 different avatar of God, incarnations of God. You know, it comes in Murli. So we'll see about 24 different types of manmanabhav. What they could be. The first type, or first foundation I can say, is introduction and faith. We remember Baba only when we got his introduction and when we had that faith that he is the only one who is the true father. That is the first type of manmanabhav, or you can say that is the first foundation of manmanabhav. Now the goal is how much we know him, how much we understand him, or it is the same understanding that he is a point of light, he is sitting there, he comes at the end of the cycle, and these are his murlis. Is this the only understanding, or what is his real nature? As I said in the story, where are we sitting? Are we just arguing like those people who had seen the animal? It is red, it is black, it is this and it is that, or it is colorless, and none of them could come to any conclusion. If you want to know him, we have to stay with him. We live, move and have our being in him, to stay near him as much as possible. You know, once I had done one experiment for 1 month. I had my old mobile number, which was dead, but the number was still there, and WhatsApp was still working. So on that number, I decided, let me message WhatsApp Baba everything I am doing throughout the day. Just as we message somebody, our friend, I have reached here. So I tried that. Now I have reached Shantivan. Now I have to do this. Okay, now the class finished. Now I am going up. Keep on sharing with everything. So I tried to do that experiment and it was so beautiful. Even now, I keep on doing that in between. So you can create an ordinary, some imaginary number and try to text him everything. You know the difference in sharing with human beings and sharing with Baba? There's a great difference. When we start sharing everything with our friends, with our family or with human beings, embodied beings, our sharing with God decreases. We try to share everything with them. Our friends, we try to show them everything, but have we tried to share everything with him? Each and every thought, each and every emotion, very less. So you can also try this experiment. So the first type of remembrance or first type of manmanabhav is introduction and faith, pariche and nishche. Have we understood him fully? Try to know him. And the only way I can know him is the soul conscious stage and in sitting in that Paramdham. That is the best place to know him. Sit there and be with him, that's all. How much time we are spending in that, our home? The more the time, the more we will get to know him. That is the first type of manmanabhav. The second type of manmanabhav is attainments. Manmanabhav of attainments, what we have achieved, got from him. Make a list of all the things that we have got from him, our fortune, our attainments. Make a list of those aha moments. Aha moments are those sweet moments which are known only to us and none. those eureka moments, those divine moments of life. Make a list of, in some of the foreign countries they have gratitude journal. In that they write, I thank everybody. Let's thank everybody. Let's thank Madhuban Nivasis. Let's thank our centers, our center sisters, and let's thank all the brothers who are preparing good food, Brahma Bhojan for us. Let's thank everyone who is there in our life, our wives, our husbands, our children, our daughter, our sons. Everybody who is around us in this Brahmin family, outside the Brahmin family, everywhere. Because gratitude, thankfulness has positive energy. The moment we say gratitude and I am thankful, a positive energy is created in the heart. Butterflies start moving across the heart and they fill you with divine energy. So have thankfulness for everyone. That creates some positivity. Especially sometimes, our mind is, somebody has not done something wrong to us, has done something very bad to us. Whatever that happened in the drama is good. I learned from it. All the bitter, bad experiences, whatever that happened, it's good. And now I have experienced. Experiences are like a comb which a man gets after he becomes bald. So I have already got that experience. And now I have, it can be given to others. I can share my experience with others. So the second type of manmanabhav is based on attainments, fortune, what I have got from him. Rather than making a list of those things I do not have. Focus on what I have. The third type of manmanabhav is based on what are the blessings I have got from him. Vardhan. Every day is Murli, you will have so many blessings. Your apron is filled with blessing. Only thing is that one Murli Baba said, work on each and every blessing, but work on that. It doesn't mean that Baba has given means you have got. You need to work on that. For example, in today's Murli Baba has talked about enthusiasm and zeal and enthusiasm. What are the things because of which enthusiasm is lost? What I should do to bring back that enthusiasm? In everything, my life has become dull and drab even after having such a beautiful family and everything. Definitely there must be some reason. Some newness is lacking, some creativity is lacking. Let me bring back that. So that will become. So the third manmanabhav is because he has given us so many blessings. The fourth type of manmanabhav is because of the love, being lost in love. This manmanabhav means because so much love is there, that's why we are remembering him. It's not of because of compulsion, because there is so much love, there is no other option. The love is natural, it is coming out of from that natural stage of mind. So remembrance that is arising out of being lost in love, lagan mein magan, in Hindi it is known as. So this is a sort of remembrance. The next sort of manmanabhav is based on fear. Should we fear Baba or not? In today's Murli also Baba said somewhere, I am Dharmaraj also. And whatever you do, Baba knows and Dharmaraj knows. So confess before him whatever you have done. Half would be cut away. But if you hide, the disease would increase. Whatever that has happened, our life should be a transparent and there should be like open book. And this confession is a very great thing. In Christianity, it has got a lot of importance. Confess whatever that you have done. Just confess. In Hindi it is known as Pashchatap or Prayashchit, whatever. So this confession, you must have read that book, Confession of Saint Augustine. In that book, this saint had written everything, all the wrong deeds he did. All the worst of the sins that he had committed. He mentioned everything in first few chapters. And then he mentioned how God's grace came upon him and how he got transformed. So first thing which is should be there, because mind is, our soul is like a mirror and thoughts are dusts. Whole day some or other thing will happen. So by evening, by morning, you need to clean it. And there should be some amount of repentance. Baba, this I did not want to do, but yet it happened. There's a great story in Yagya's history that once Dadis and some of the senior brothers, where they were in 70s or 50s or 60s, they were going for some service, and it was some VIP where they had to go. And they were, since they were going in group, so they got late, because everybody will say just 1 minute and just 2 minutes, and in that way they got late, and that appointment was given already. It was, I think, some country, some other place, where they had taken appointment with that secretary. And because of multiple things, they got late to change train and this and that. And since everybody knew that they are late, they had all those thoughts that we are getting late, we are getting late, we are getting late. And then somehow they reached there and that appointment was gone. They couldn't meet. And they had to meet somebody else. And they came back. Later on, in one of the sandesh, in one of the message, Baba said, your seva did not succeed because you were not in remembrance. Because Baba had given you clear-cut instruction. Whenever you go for any service, take Baba along with you. And think that it is his work and he will take care. So these and you people were busy in thinking of something negative. Had you gone only in my remembrance, even though you were late, that work would have been done. So that was Baba's sandesh which had come long back. So that's in Yagya's history. There's one more story of one Dadi, who is no more, long back, some in some other state she was there, and she did something without asking Brahma Baba. And Baba said, I don't know from which impure soul's hand made food she ate. Baba had made that statement, that Baba doesn't know at that moment what food she had eaten. Probably at that moment she must have eaten something from some impure hand. That's why she did not ask Baba and did this work. So that was, you know, these are subtle things, many stories of Yagya. So, the remembrance based on fear. You know, the maryadas, the codes of conduct, they are for our protection. They are for our code of protection. There was one brother who was coming to Mount Abu by train. Okay? And in that train, there were many people sitting around. And they said, would you like to have some food? He said, no, we don't take from outside. So they said, it is not from outside, we have prepared ourselves. Then he tried to explain in different manner and tried to avoid that food. And they said, no. He said, this brother who was a Kumar, he said, no. He was very pakka in his dharnas. But at last they said, at least take the biscuit. So, and they said, it is a machine made. So he said, okay. So he took the biscuit and he ate. And when he woke up, he was at Ajmer. That was laced with some sedatives. And all his luggage, everything was gone. Nothing was there. So, he was totally deceived by those people. So, you know, Baba has given whatever maryadas, smaller they may be, they are our protection. They are our protection. We don't understand their meaning, their depth, but these are truths. So, whatever he says, get up in the morning and remember, there is a great depth in that. So, the remembrance which is based on fear, that fear should remain. If I don't do this, I will have to suffer. Baba talks of Dharmaraj, you know, punishment of Dharmaraj. Which is that punishment? Is there some Dharmaraj sitting with kajal in his hand and trying to hit you? No. Falling off the stage is the punishment. Sthiti, when it falls down, that is the punishment of Dharmaraj. When the happiness goes away, that is the punishment of Dharmaraj. You are sitting in the murli, but you don't are interested in it. That is the punishment of Dharmaraj now. When the murli, Amritvela you got up, but no experience, ordinary Amritvela, that is the punishment of Dharmaraj. So, fear. Then, this is based on fear. Then, manmanav based on pukar. Pukar is calling out. Pukar means to call out. There are some moments in Brahmin life when we just call out to him, and we have to call out to him that you are the only support now. Rest, everything is gone. Recently one brother had shared a very good experience in Pandav Bhavan, and there was a huge program was there and so many things were there, but it was about to get cancelled because a few legal things were not done. And every preparation was done, and they didn't understand what to do now at that 11th hour. And then some outside person told him, this BK brother, now only God can save you. Then he remembered, now only Baba can save me. Till that time he was not remembering to that intensity. When somebody from outside said, now only God will save you, then he understood, oh, Baba is with me. And he went to Baba's room and he just surrendered. Nothing I know now. All preparations have been done and everything has been done. And this is not done, then what will happen? Till now his ego was working, as he, in his own word. He said, my ego fell down for a moment, and that immediately he got a call that President of India had given a sanction for that, and the work was done. So, you know, calling out. Sometimes call out so deeply that he has to listen. One sister was sharing her experience that I once sat in Baba's room and said, I will not get up unless and until you listen. I will not get up from here until unless you listen to me. Because she had gone somewhere out and she saw that pani puri, you know, it's a eating thing. He said, if you don't give pani puri this week, then you see. So she had absolutely challenged. There was a small boy who had come in Pandav Bhavan, and he used to have urine while sleeping. That is known as urine incontinence. And he said to Baba once, if this happens now, then goodbye. I am not going to remain your children anymore. You go that way, I'll go this way. And from that time, he did not have that problem. So even such experiences are there of Brahmins. So remembrance which is based on pukar. Then remembrance which is based on upkar. Upkar means help. Whatever upkar, whatever help he has provided us, think of that. In those moments, there is a remembrance of God. Then, I will not expand this much. Then, remembrance which is a sadharan yad, ordinary. It's not too intense, not too low, but we are remembering, we are doing our job. That is known as, these are the different types of remembrance. This is a sadharan, means ordinary remembrance. Then there is one more which is known as satane wali remembrance. Satane wali means it causing you restlessness, is troubling you, you are missing that person too much. Has anybody any such remembrance for Baba anytime? That we are missing him like anything, missing Madhuban like anything, we want to go to Madhuban. That sort of restlessness. Yeah, you had? Good. In path of bhakti they say, three love should combine together, then God appears in front of you. First, love of a mother for a child, then love of a sensual man for the body of woman, and third, love of a greedy person for wealth. When these three love combine together and they are directed towards God, and then God descends. Otherwise God doesn't come. With your ordinary love, he is not going to come in front of you. You should have such deep intensity of love. You miss him like anything. There are tears and tears, and you are crying and crying for him. That sort of love. Troubling you, your spirit, you are becoming restless for him. That is one of the types of manmanabhav. Then, manmanabhav based on complaints. Whom you will complain? He is the one who will listen to, or nobody in the world has time for your useless complaints. He is the only one who has got all the time in the world to listen to each and every complaint. In one of the Murli, Baba said, Baba loves children's complaint. So complain him anything. Whatever you want, try to shower him with complaints. So manmanabhav based on complaints. Then manmanabhav based on fight. Fights. Fight with him. You start fighting with him. You say like this, but I will do like this. You say this, but I will do this. Let's see what happens. Who wins? So based on fights, sweet fights. Baba said in today's Murli, you are my children and I am your child. In today's only that sentence has come. So, you know, you can create, you know, why you said this, this is not true. Baba said something, fight with him. I don't think that what you are saying is right. I have my own opinion. It doesn't mean that you will say anything and I will start believing in it. You can have a sweet fight with father. So based on fight. Then manmanabhav based on paschatap, repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Repent. Whatever that has happened, wrong deeds, every breach of Srimat, one should repent. And that repentance should be true, coming out, arising from the heart. Yes, this has happened, I did not want this to happen, but it did happen. What should I do? And now I repent, and now I resolve, and now I make a pledge that it will not happen again. And the Baba, and Baba will fill you with power, with courage, with energy. But, so this is also repentance. So this is also manmanabhav. So manmanabhav based on repentance. Then, manmanabhav based on, which is known as akaran, without any cause, we are remembering Baba. There is no any reason in the mind or heart, just we are in his remembrance, causeless remembrance. This is known as causeless manmanabhav, without any particular reason. Then, manmanabhav at two places. One manmanabhav in the subtle world, another manmanabhav in Supreme Abode. Few days back, in one of the Amrit Vela when I was doing at Pandavan, suddenly I had a very good touching, I will say, or what, I don't know. But I saw that we should remember Baba in some seven different ways in the Supreme Abode. In the Supreme Abode, in our soul world, we should see Baba, or in that day, particular day, suddenly, one after another, those form emerged, because we want to stay in soul world for longer time. It's not that just go there and come back. Unless and until we spend long time there, our volcanic yoga will not happen. So in that day, what I saw was, or understood, or got that touching, that Baba has got seven forms, and one after the another, at Amrit Vela, we should practice them. First, he is a point of light. I am point of light in front of him. Okay, so his rays are coming upon me. Second, he is the great flame, Mahajyoti. He is the flame, and he is in front, I am here. So, his rays are coming upon me. Second. Third, he is the star, but the supreme star, and I am in front of the supreme star. So, spend at least 5 minutes here. So, let's sit in meditation for 2 minutes.
बजती है शिव बाबा
So in the Supreme Abode, the first form is point of light, second is the great flame, Mahajyoti, the third is a seed, the living seed of this entire tree, and have connection with him. And when I have connection with the seed, I am receiving love from all the souls, because he is the seed. I don't have to ask for cooperation, automatically everybody is becoming cooperative, because straight connection with the seed. Then he is the supreme star. I am in front of that star just like a star. He is a star, I am also a star. So these are the four. Fifth, he is the sun. And I am in front of the sun. All his rays are penetrating me. Then he is the ocean. Sixth, he is the ocean. I am entering into that ocean. And going deep within that, just like that doll of salt. And getting lost in him. And last, he is the mountain. And I am an ant, trying to eat up this complete mountain of sweet. So this is the yoga of, I will say this can be a volcanic yoga. Practicing each one of the thing for 5 minutes and staying there for and increasing the duration. So this is the Manmana Bhav based on Paramdham. Then Manmana Bhav of subtle world. Here you can, as you all do, having relations, exchanging all the different relationships with him and so on and so forth. Then Manmana Bhav based on company. I am in the company of God. Wherever I am going, he is with me. He is following me. I am continuously talking with him and I am with him. So Manmana Bhav based on company. Then Manmana Bhav based on intoxication. Divine intoxication, spiritual intoxication. One of the Sakar Murlis said, Baba said, look at those drunkards, how they walk. Unsteady. You should do like that. You should be so much intoxicated with this knowledge. And one of the Murlis, Baba said, this knowledge you should intoxicate you so much that one of your vein that should burst. You should be so much intoxicated with this knowledge. So, intoxication. Knowledge based on intoxication. Then, remembrance, Manmana Bhav, based on speech. Whenever you say, keep on saying Baba, 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 even in front of others, Agyanis, those outsiders, they will ask, who is this Baba? And that will be a seva. They will ask, what you are again and again mentioning this Baba? Who is this person Baba? And they will gradually get attracted to him. So that is the Manmana Bhav based on speech. Then Manmana Bhav based on karmana, actions. Whatever I do, let all the actions be devoted towards him, devoted to him, everything for him. This I am doing in his remembrance. This is for him. So actions will reveal the father. Today's Murli Baba said, son shows father. So son will show the father. And they will ask such an ordinary task, but your stage, your sthiti should be very, very high. And in his remembrance. And whatever is done in his remembrance, that will be elevated. So Manmana Bhav based on actions. Then official remembrance, Manmana Bhav based on official, that we will say it's a type of Manmana Bhav, official Manmana Bhav. This is the official timing are 2, morning and evening. Morning 4 to 4:45 and evening again 6:30 to 7:30. These are the official timing for remembrance or even before sleep. So wherever, whatever remembrance is there in this timing, this is official remembrance. So this is known as Manmana Bhav based on official timing. Then Manmana Bhav, which is, I will say, Sakash, based on Sakash. When I give Sakash, I am automatically connected with Baba. I am here, the world is in front. I am here, all the souls are in front of me. So automatically, this is also sort of Manmana Bhav. Then there is a Manmana Bhav based on dreams. Who has seen Baba in last 1 month in their dreams? You know, dreams are involuntary, we do not control them. But in dreams, the same thing come, it's at the subconscious level, whatever we are thinking the whole day. If we are continuously thinking of him, automatically the same thing will come at night. So that is also Manmana Bhav. But don't take it otherwise. There was one sister who was saying, at 4 o'clock I was seeing one dream and Baba was there. So now should I get up for Amrit Vela or continue the same yoga in my dream? So that was a trap of Maya. Don't do that. So he was saying, I am seeing Baba, he is in my dream. And now it is 4 o'clock. Should I get up or not get up? Should I get up or not get up? So that's a trap. Don't do that. So Manmana Bhav, which is based on dreams, that is also a sort of Manmana Bhav. Then Manmana Bhav, inducing Manmana Bhav, looking at me, becoming Smriti Swarup, embodiment of remembrance, others, they start remembering Baba. For example, you are sitting in Baba's, remember, in Baba's room, and one brother comes who is very much disturbed, and he sees you and you are sitting so nicely, so calm, quiet, and he feels that, why can't sit like this? He sees you and he feels that I should also remember Baba like this. Such pure, selfless love and such a beautiful stage. So Manmana Bhav, inducing Manmana Bhav, that is also a sort of Manmana Bhav, which is creating Manmana Bhav in other souls. So that is one Mana. How many we finished? So, okay. Then Manmana Bhav, where there is bondage in life based on pain, or you can say, forget this, based on when you are in disease stage. For example, you are suffering from some bodily ailment, admitted in the hospital, that time to remember Baba, it's a great ordeal. You can remember now, but imagine you have got temperature of 103, and now remember Baba. It's so difficult sometimes. The head is heavy, severe migraine attack. You can't do anything. Or somebody recently diagnosed with cancer, which has spread everywhere. Suddenly one gets to know, and now where is Baba gone? So Manmana Bhav, in such stage, where one is diagnosed with some incurable disease, that is the greatest. I have seen so many dadis, so much detached they were from their body. We are pricking here, giving prick here, giving prick here, nothing, they are just sitting like that. So much detached from the body. We have seen, and continuously saying, Baba, Baba, Baba. So beautiful deaths. Nicely the soul is going out from that body. So many senior sisters also. But even opposite can happen. Person becomes all the more irritative, body conscious, complaining nature at the time of death. So both things are possible. So to remember Baba in that stage of disease, when there is a pain, acute pain, it's a great task. That is the real time when you get to know how much yogi one is. Well, that is the result of your whole yogi life at that moment of disease. So even when disease comes or illness comes, one of the Murlis in 1995, Baba said, if a guest comes in your house, so start praising him, wah, 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 and he becomes happy and he will go away. So when disease comes, says, wah, vyadhi, wah, wah, vyadhi, wah, wow, what a beautiful disease, so incurable. And the disease will become happy and will depart. So don't complain, why this, why that, why this, why that, why this, that will increase. Right now, in our hospital, about 3 sisters are there, young, below 30 years, they are taking chemotherapy for their cancer. And there is none with them, they are staying in Gansarovar, they come for their chemotherapy all alone, moving here and there, no sevadhari, no nothing, nobody with them, no sister, just alone. Every 21 days, they take the chemotherapy, go back, again next day, blood test. You remember, you just know, so many things have to be done. To enter into hospital means, you have to move across here and there, there should be somebody. But when now I see those 2-3 sisters, they just do everything alone. And they are so happy. It's not that they are gone into depression. We have one sister, she was young, 30 years. Once she was going on some scooter for seva, and she met with an accident, cervical cord injury, quadriplegia, not paresis, plegia. She can't move even finger like this. She is just like this, on the bed. And whole life she will stay like this. But I don't see an iota of depression on her face. She is always joyful. always happy. This is the end of her story. She can't move. She's, if you want to make her sit up on the chair, 3-4 people are needed to pick her, hold her, and to make her put on the chair. But still she is happy. Such a deep understanding of drama, knowledge and everything. And on the other side, we see some people getting some pain, irritable, complaining about everything. Everything changes. Where is that yogi life? Where is that Amrit Vela? Where is that Baba's love? Nothing, everything gone with small illness. So Manmana Bhav, which is based on in this conditions of life, that is a real Manmana Bhav actually, where one remembers Baba even in that stage. You know, Jagdish Bhai, he used to sob because there was a pain. He was diagnosed with cirrhosis of liver and all those things. So people used to ask him, are you in pain? He says, no, I am saying Master Sarvashaktiman, who? I am Master Almighty Authority. In Hindi it means who? Who means I am. So it's not pain, I am practicing that Swaman which is within me. So that's a transformation. So you know, these are some of the types or foundations where you have to practice Baba. Baba says, remembering me all the times. Moving across, anywhere you are going, you are alone, you are in isolation, some adversity comes, suddenly everything has gone against you, there is a failure, remember him. He is there with you all the time. So how can we make our remembrance unadulterated? How can we make our remembrance continuous? That is the goal. And one should say, check oneself, what is that 10 minutes of my life, of my whole day, where I forget Baba? And the mistake happens in that 10 minutes only. Is it at night time? Is it in the morning time? It's in the what time? One should identify war zones. You know war zones? Kitchen? Office? what is the war zone of my life? It's the dining table? It's a meeting? Otherwise I am okay. But the moment I am in the meeting and people start opposing me and my ideas, I become violent. Otherwise I am okay. So identify war zones in my home, my office, my kitchen, or sometimes center, anything it could be. Identifying war zones and eliminating them. Trying to fill Baba's love in each and every aspect of life. And his miracle will happen. Then the real Manmana Bhav will happen. So time is getting up. So we'll just do a 2-minute short meditation. Whatever that commentary which I told you, just sit alert, stay back. Small music. Sitting in the middle of the forehead. I am a point of light. A spark of luminosity. Body totally relaxed. Both legs, hands, complete soul conscious stage. Gradually, I go out from this body. I am in the soul world. The land of liberation. The land of peace. Sweet silence home. The incorporeal world. I am in front of Shiva Baba. Thank you. is the point of light. The divine point. All the energies from that point are coming unto me. I am also a point of light. He is the great flame, Mahajyoti. All is light, is filling me. He is the supreme seed, the living seed. Chaitanya Beach. I am combined with him. All the souls of the tree automatically have got connected with me. He is the supreme star. I am also a star, shining, luminous, radiant. He is the sun of knowledge. All his rays are upon me. He is the ocean of peace, and I am getting drowned in this ocean. He is the mountain of sweet. I am eating up the entire mountain, getting filled with all his sweetness. Now, gradually from this soul world, I come down. Back into this body, energized, powerful, 100% soul conscious, filled with Baba's love. And the melodious song of Man Mana Bhav within me, the celestial song of Man Mana Bhav, filling my entire being and going out, reverberating everywhere. The whole world, the beautiful symphony, the shower of God's love, the magic of Man Mana Bhav in every heart. Thank you. redemption.